given the fact that these targets were met and indeed exceeded, we still have 373 people who are currently on the home help waiting list at the moment in the county. And it begs the question as to why the target hours, together with the staffing numbers that we have working in home help in Donegal, are not increased to meet the demands for the service in the county. Because obviously, the numbers of staff that we have working simply are not enough in Donegal.
You were told during the meeting that there are issues with recruitment, but when you brought up the pay and numbers strategy and asked if that was a factor, the response you got both from Dermot Monaghan, who's the official in charge locally, and indeed Tony Canavan, who's the executive officer across the whole region, you were essentially told we have budgets and we must stick to them.
Yeah, and look, the pay and numbers is obviously the primary reason that the numbers of staff working in home help within the county can't be increased any further than what it is. I absolutely acknowledge that the numbers of home helpers being delivered in Donegal has increased exponentially since 2019. I mean, there's almost 500,000 extra home helpers being delivered in the county. But obviously those additional hours are not enough to meet the demands for the service. To have 373 patients who are waiting for home help assistance in the county is not good enough. And I mean, these are services that are absolutely crucial for patients who are waiting on these services. I referenced a number of patients who had approached me over the last number of weeks who desperately needed home help services but sadly passed away before they were actually able to avail of any of the services because there simply wasn't the availability within the service to give the home help hours that were needed to those patients. And that's something, look, we can't just simply say that, look, we've reached our budget and our budget has exceeded for the year, so we can't recruit any further, and then just say to these patients who are languishing on the waiting list, sorry, the budget has exceeded, you'll have to wait. That's not good enough. That's something, look, we need to go to the Department of Health and say, look, this, we obviously don't have the capacity in Donegal that we need for home help services, and we need an increased budget so that we can hire the staff that we require to give these patients the services that they require in order to stay in their own homes.
And of course the irony is that there is a very distinct possibility here that because of a pay and numbers strategy, people can't be hired to do a job. Because that job isn't being done, people who otherwise would be staying at home may now have to stay in an acute hospital system because they can't take care of themselves at home without a home help. On the one hand, we're saving money, but on the other hand, we're going to be spending twice as much, three times as much in keeping people in hospital.
Yeah, it absolutely doesn't make sense. You know, part of the strategy that the HSE has been actually very good in implementing services such as Pathfinder within the ambulance service to try and keep people within their own homes where possible, to keep them out of hospitals, where if in cases where they don't actually need to be admitted to hospital. Because we can see, and the evidence shows, that if a patient has to be transported and admitted to hospital, then the costs are exponentially increased for caring for that patient within a hospital service. It is much, much more economical to keep that patient at home, and it is better, there are better patient outcomes for keeping that patient at home, rather than putting them through the whole process of entering through AED, and with the delays in ED and waiting to get a bed in a hospital. It's completely nonsensical that we're saying, first of all, that, look, we don't have the money to increase home help, but we're going to take these patients and put them in the hospital where we're going to spend far more money treating them in the hospital. I think, look, we just need a more joined-up approach and joined-up thinking by the HSE and put the money where it's really, really needed into the home help services.